Sudanese are fleeing from what they describe as a living nightmare. Many are waiting at the border to cross into Egypt. The journey will be long, cramped and hot.
We can withstand anything. We manage the sound of gunfire so we can withstand the heat of a closed truck. This is easy.
In the city of Wadi Halfa, beds can be rented for $5 a day. That's a lot for families who have nothing. Amina Tijani and her daughters came here from Khartoum.
We left our homes with nothing, and now we're staying here because Sudan has been destroyed.
This man says he's been living in a park for days and has run out of his diabetes medication.
I need to take my insulin. Today is the third day that I haven't taken insulin. I have no money. I left all my money and my job in Khartoum.
As the humanitarian situation deteriorates, the need for aid increases.
The number of people internally displaced in Sudan has more than doubled in the last week, according to data that's been collected by the International Organization for Migration's Displacement Tracking Matrix. Now, more than 700,000 people are now internally displaced by the fighting, which began on the 15th of April.
Lack of funds is keeping many of those here in Khartoum from leaving. Others say they're staying to protect their homes from robberies and looting, which has increased since the fighting started. It's a difficult choice, as civilians are at risk of being caught in the crossfire between the two warring sides. Talks in Jeddah between Sudan's army and the paramilitary rapid support forces are aimed at agreeing on humanitarian corridors. But after a series of failed ceasefires, many Sudanese aren't prepared to wait around. Hiba Morgan, Al Jazeera, Khartoum.